Well, first of all, there's no injury to report. We had nobody leave the game and did not return. So any questions? Yeah, you know, and that's an explosive offense. I mean, when you're coming in, they were the number two offense in the league, about 461 a game, just behind our offense. And, we were, very nervous about some of their explosive players, the style of offense they run. And, I thought our guys went through a tough stretch there, and they had to answer the bell. I thought we made good adjustments at the halftime, and I thought, our guys responded with those adjustments in the second half. Yeah, it wasn't so much the pace as it is just the speed of the people doing it. So much of what we do is, against a scout team or Kodak look team, however you want to call it, you never really develop that speed. Way back in the day when we used to play the run and shoot, you could practice, but you didn't have the same little speedy guys doing it. Well, that's kind of, that takes a minute to adjust to. Well, I think that was critical, and we knew that going in. Anytime you play, a fast break offense, a very, talented offense, I thought that was the difference in the first half is, we scored in the red area. We held them to field goals on two, solid drives. And anytime you play an explosive team like that, that's critical. And we were able to survive the second half, and then, I thought our guys adjusted very well in the second half. You don't really, we're stressing to our guys the preparation and, these guys work hard, man, all week in preparing. And to do some of the things they do takes a lot of hard work, a lot of studying, a lot of practice. And, it's all three phases. Our special teams, were part of two of those scores today. So, our offense is doing very well. But as a football team, I mean, we're playing well as a football team. I think that's, where you get scoring opportunities and, as well as our defense. And so, right now we're one quarter into the season. We still have a long way to go. We have a lot of improving. Fortunate today we got this game healthy. And, we got to get ready to go to Dallas.
Pretty happy today with the defense's ability to contain a pretty vocal quarterback.
Not early on, not so much. But, I thought we kind of, Michael Vick's a great player. I mean, he has a lot to do with that. So, LeSean McCoy is a very explosive, nifty back. DeSean Jackson is, an explosive player. I mean, they've made plays in this league for some time. So they're going to break down your contain. But, all in all, I thought, our guys weathered the storm, made adjustments, and we did better in the second half.
Coach, have your guys get a normal week?
The schedule's a schedule. And, usually somehow or another we, convince them it's a regular week. Even though the days are a little messed up. But, I think they responded good on a short week, and we rested them. I thought, our training people and conditioning people did a good job of getting them back. And, I don't think fatigue was any problem today.
Coach, last year, Stokely, we had five touchdowns, solid year out of the slot. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're a quarter into it. I'm one of those guys that'd rather be understate, overproduce, and we're not even we're near done with our body of work. We're one quarter into it. I'm pleased with where we are. Truth be told, you can't be better than 4-0 after four games. So, we're just trying to continue to prepare and do the things necessary to get ready for each week, and including Dallas this week. I've said he's a tremendous quarterback. I mean, I don't think, anybody was going to dispute that. I could state the obvious, but I think everybody here knows that. We felt like we might need more DBs this week just because, they feature what we call 11 personnel, which is three wides, one tight end, one back, a little bit more than they do in base. So that was primarily the reason. It's no offense. Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful. You can't get up the field past him. There's just a lot of things to do. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, 9 years when I was in Carolina, when he was at Atlanta. He's a terrific player. He's hard to contain. And all in all, I think our rush did pretty good.
That may have set some sort of record, but already Jack is being rumored for a job.
You know, I have no awareness of that. I know Jack's committed to the Denver Broncos. I know all his focus is, you know, on coordinating the defense and, you know, helping us to win moving forward. So I can't really speak to that because I'm kind of a social moron this time of year. Again, I can't speak in hypotheticals. We'll just, you know, trot down the road as we go one day at a time.
Anything else for the coach? Thank you.
All right, thank you guys.